Blog Talk Radio.
Walking and Team of Angels show. So nice and happy new year. It's supposed to be a really great year for a lot of people. This show is about celebrating love and inspired angel messages. I do this with the assistance of the angelic realm, where I become a conduit for their pure loving energies as well as channeled messages from them. I can feel, see, and hear the angels and ascended masters, and I pass the messages directly from them to you. We get to meditate to connect to the universe of love. Some call God, some call Christ, higher power, divine love. I also periodically will share articles that I wrote, YouTube messages, which I will be sharing a YouTube message today, as well as angel messages to help expand into greater love within. I do offer donation-based angel messages of any amount on a one question in the area of either love, career, spiritual development, numerology, around lessons in the now. And I don't do predictions or feeling questions, or I'm not the appropriate person for those who have huge financial issues or heavy drama or physical ailments, addictions, criminal cases, or lost and found. If you're looking for those types of answers, it's best to find someone else. So if you're interested in a donation-based reading or to donate to this show, you can go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's angelroselove.wix.com/love. And you can scroll down either going to the talk and radio tab or scroll down by the videos and make your donation there. Off the air, I provide channeled angel messages, love coaching, meditation classes, being a certified hypnotist. I also have products that I authored, such as books, ebooks, relaxation audio products, inspirational stickers, and a four-part online series called Your Spiritual Journey to Divine Love, and a home class that you may be interested in. It's a class about living a peaceful and joyful life. And, of course, all of this is to help you attract the magnificence of what the universe has to offer on your own spiritual journey and letting go of the ego that tries to sabotage it or control it in certain parts of your life. So if you're new here, I want to welcome you with love. Regulars and new listeners, you can listen to this or re-listen to the archive shows by going to the Angel Walk-In and Team of Angels show on Blog Talk, iHeart, Player FM, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. If you are going to make a donation for the readings, please make sure you give me your prefix only, your area code rather, so that I make the connection. Just your area code would be enough. So I make the connection that it's coming from you as well. And then also, if you're new and you're interested in any of the things that I offer off the show, all you have to do is send me an email saying I'm new and I'm interested in blank blank, and I send you a discounted coupon code towards the purchase of your choice. So these wonderful things to help support your growth and your evolution into greater levels. Since this is a vibrational planet, into greater levels of higher frequencies. So those are kinds of things that we could do. So I'm going to first do this YouTube, and it just kept popping up. I have two of them on here. One of them kept popping up to do. It's Your Mindset Creates Your Life. So I hope you enjoy it. It's a short clip from the YouTube. If you're interested in being on a subscription-based YouTube, they're only free. Well, they're free if you're involved with what I offer, but they're only $25 a month, and you get a whole bunch of discounts and YouTubes and a whole bunch of stuff. So you can check that out as well.
Hi, this is Angel. Today's message is your mindset is where your life goes. When your mindset is caught up in judgment or fear or insecurities or limited thinking, you actually attract at that vibration. And what's really intriguing is that in the collective consciousness, you also can feel or experience, if you're not sensitive, that vibration multiplied. So not only are you having lessons at that vibration within yourself, but you're also picking up potentially other vibrations in the collective consciousness because it's at a vibration of judgment, limitations, insecurity, and fears.
Right, a wonderful one, huh? All right, so we're going to go into a meditation, and that's where I kind of tune in and see what the angels want me to tell everybody. And if you're interested in the donation, you could do it during the meditation or right after the meditation, and I can check the PayPal and see if there's anybody interested. Sometimes people just want to listen, and that's cool too. All right, so this is to call in the angels and also to help open up your energy field to greater levels of love. So enjoy the process and just see if you can get out of your head and really just be one with the truth in your heart. So as you take a deep breath, just hold it for a moment and then fully let it out of your mouth. Take another deep breath. Hold it, take another deep breath slowly, and then let that out of your mouth. What that does is it helps to bring the breath fully down further into your body and helps to relax it. And you want to make sure you do this very slowly so you don't get, you know, too, especially if you're not breathing down below, you can get a little lightheaded. So make sure you go very slow. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Take another deep breath. And let it fully out of your mouth. And if you choose to do another one, you're welcome. Others can just breathe normal in and out through your nose, or you could do your nose and your mouth, whichever is most comfortable for you. And just allow yourself to just be very present in the now. If any thoughts come up, just imagine them floating away on these clouds without any judgments, opinions, or attachments to them. And focusing on your feet, just imagine your feet touching a very lightness, either a floor, or you can imagine it touching something that's very light, like a pillow or a cloud. It's just very light, no heaviness. And some people use colors because the mind can't pick up the color. You can only feel it from a perspective of nurturing. So if you choose to imagine a green color entering into your base of your feet and just relaxing your feet. Working its way up towards the ankles. Again, a thought comes up, just let it float away on the cloud. Focusing on your calves, and if you choose the light, and as you take another deep breath, focusing on the knees and the thighs, working its way up towards the hips,
Just imagine for a moment this light going up and down from your hips to your feet, from your feet to your hips, just relaxing any parts that you would enjoy having a deeper peace around. As the light works its way up towards the stomach and the middle back of the stomach, noticing how much more peaceful your thoughts may have become. As the light and your breath take you up to your heart. And if you're using colors, as it shifts from the green, imagine it now becoming a pinkish color, which symbolizes love. As I call in the angels and the ascended masters, the pure loving beings, to just open the heart up to this greater level of joy-filled love and peace. Going from the front all the way to the back, expanding with your breath, your heart, feeling that nurturing and giving yourself permission to feel that nurturing love. As you take a deep breath, you can use a green or a combination of the green and the pink light as it works its way up towards the collarbone, shoulders dropping down as you let go of anything that is keeping it from relaxing, as well as the upper part of the back relaxing, arms relaxing, elbows. As you take another deep breath, forearms, wrists and fingers and hands, all relaxing. And focusing on your neck, relaxing. Opening up all the way to the top of your head. And as this light runs from the top of your head down to your feet, down your fingers, do this two or three times to help open up. Being this is a vibrational planet, everything is vibrations. Love is a vibration. Fear is a vibration. We're focusing on love, which is the highest vibration. So just feel the presence of love with this light going up and down, or just feeling an energy going up and down, whichever is most peaceful and comfortable. Just feeling this love from the universe, from higher power, from the angels. Just nurturing the mind, the body, the heart. And for a few minutes, I want you to keep focusing on that. Your breath and this love. Thank you. yourself to just be very present as you take a deep breath. Feeling your feet where they're touching. Feeling yourself either sitting or if you're lying down, what you're touching. Just noticing the lightness. Feeling your hands where they're resting. Noticing your breath going in and out. Feeling your heart and the love, the peace and the joy. Be open to feeling that at any level that you possibly can. And if you were to put one feeling or energy into your heart, what would that be? And just allow yourself to be receptive to calling it in. It can be more joy, more peace, more love. It all comes from within first. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes slowly and give yourself a big hug. It's also a great stretch. I'll just give people a minute just to come back slowly. So if you're interested in having a donation-based reading, I noticed some people came on air since that announcement. It could be at any amount. You can go to the website. You can pull it up on the chat box, or if you're not able to pull up the chat box, you can go to the website, and it's for any amount. It's Angel Rose, like a flower, love.wix.com/angel/love. So I'm still in meditation. angelroselove.wix.com/love. And the areas that I focus in on, it's a one question in the areas of either love, career, spiritual development, numerology around lessons in the now. I don't do huge financial issues, lost and found, heavy drama, physical ailments, addictions, or criminal case types of questions. So if that's what you're looking for, it's not a good idea to make a donation, but you can make a donation for the show, but not for reading. I just want to stay in the integrity of where my gifts are. So if you're interested, please go ahead and do that now, and then make sure you put your area code in the contact part so that I am aware that it's coming from you, okay? And while people are doing that, and that's only if you want to have some people just come and enjoy the messages, and that's great too. And so our next show is going to be on February 28th. Could you believe we're almost in spring? Woohoo! For some people, it's just a way of expanding into greater levels of fruition and growth and expansion. Winter is usually a time of releasing and resting. It's like the bears, they hibernate, you know, so winter tends to be that kind of energy as well. It's also a very magical time around Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's when the veil is the thinnest and messages can come through easier, through dreams, through billboards, through writings. And a lot of times people call and say, I've got such clarity at this time, and it's because the veil is very easy to penetrate through as far as feeling in the spiritual, from the spiritual realm to the earth plane, able to feel, hear, or see messages easier than any other time during the year. It's just a wonderful time to get clarity around Thanksgiving to Christmas time. It's also a wonderful time to go into meditation more frequently during that time so that you could get some insights and so forth. And so this year is about, it's the year of eight, and it's a year of prosperity and expansion. Last year was about letting go of a lot of limitations, and this year is about expansion and really opening up to these higher realms of truth. Instead of the stories and the mind and the emotional attachments to those stories, whether they're coming from an abundance or limited perspective, they're still stories. And as you expand into these greater levels of divine love, you become more of a creator, an innovator, from newness, nothingness to somethingness, newness. Not an experience from a familiar place, rather a place from an unknown place. So it becomes a lot more expansion, a lot more magical, and definitely a lot more freeing than it would if you keep repeating the same thing like Groundhog Day with patterns and lessons and stories and so forth. So this is a wonderful opportunity to let go this year of anything that's limiting or holding you back from this expansion. I mean, just let it go and just choose love, choose truth, choose divine source, choose your connection, align with the truth. This is a great year to do that so that things become easier and more flowing in your life. And be grateful. Just be grateful for what you do have rather than what you're missing or wanting. And the wanting keeps you stuck in not having, whereas the gratitude opens up to things that are more in alignment with what is most appropriate and most beneficial for you at this moment in time. So this is a wonderful, wonderful time to really focus in on life and what's bringing you to this next level in your life and so forth. So I'm going to just be a little silent while you take those messages in. Okay, so again, our next show is going to be on February 28th, Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same place, and it's an opportunity for you to be able to enjoy. So I want to thank you all for coming to the show. It's always a pleasure when people just like to enjoy listening to the messages, the meditation, and it's not always just about getting angel messages, but rather just aligning to these higher frequencies of truth and feeling that from the angels and the pure ascended masters, the pure beings, the love beings that I also channel. And I'm so grateful for them being in my life and being able to support others that are committed to their spiritual journey. And I want to thank you for being part of this show with me today, and I will see you next month. In the meantime, have a blessed day and take the heart to a higher plane of love so that you feel the truth in a greater way.